Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, February 20th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of things happening in Lansing. We're going to be laser focused on Lansing, what's going on there. Also, I just got a text message. Jeff over in Oscoda, he just pulled out of the driveway heading for Detroit. See you guys when you get there. So, yes, greatly appreciate Jeff, everything he's doing for us down there. Saturday, we're excited. We're going to be at the state convention. And Jeff's got a little treat going for us Patriots. I'm not going to mention all the details, but you need to contact me if you're going down to the state convention on Saturday. And I'll give you the details. Let me just put it that way. Wink, wink. Jeff, that's between you and I. I get it. I appreciate everything you're doing. Have safe travels, and we'll see you down there for sure Friday night at the caucus, and then Saturday, of course, for the state convention. Tomorrow is the deadline. Tomorrow is the deadline that the Michigan Supreme Court's opinion ruling goes into effect if Lansing isn't able to get something done. They are being lobbied big time. This One Fair Wage group is putting pressure on them not to change anything. Let the Supreme Court's legislating from the bench ruling go into effect. Republicans and Democrats are working rapidly toward a compromise on Michigan's future paid sick time law. Again, Angela Madden of the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services is especially worried about how court-ordered changes to sick time policies will impact emergency services. This is going to be a real battle today, last day they're in Lansing, unless they can work it out today. What happens to late night bars if the tipped wage deal isn't effective before midnight? Tipped house wage clears the house, still waiting action in the Senate. Eric Nesbitt, the Republican minority leader for the Republicans, wants the complete return of state employees. If you don't come back to work, you're fired. Well, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson wants to keep things the way they are. And she's running for governor. Whitmer returns from the United Arab Emirates trip, attending the World Government Summit. Social study teachers may soon be teaching math in poorer districts around the state of Michigan. Current ambassador to Canada, former congressman, former Republican Party chairman Pete Hoekstra says no thanks to running for governor in 2026. He went down that road in 2010. He's done. No thank you. Likes working for Donald Trump as the ambassador to Canada. Got all kinds of stories all over the place. We're going to have a guest in the second hour. Chris Long, running for grassroots chair for the Michigan Republican Party, will be on the show. We got a great one lined up for you. Go get some more coffee. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I just got a couple of text messages going to see. Let's see. Let's start off. Greg O'Neill, he'll be there on Saturday. Make sure you come up and say hi. I'm going to get a picture taken with you, Greg. Also, Patriot brothers and sisters, longtime listeners, greatly appreciate everything they do Rod and Tracy Wheeler are going to be at the state convention. Looking forward to seeing you guys as well. Now, one thing I have to warn you guys, you can't hug Miss Vicky. With all the things that's gone on, can't hug Miss Vicky. I'm going to block anybody that starts to put up their arms to give her a hug. Nope, not going to happen. She can't take hugs just yet. So appreciate that, and looking forward to seeing you guys. Midnight tonight. This is what's happening in Lansing today. Yesterday afternoon, both the Senate and the House passed Senate Bill 8, keeping Michigan's sub-minimum wages for tipped employees at 38% of minimum wage this year and gradually bringing it up to 50% in 2031. But there's a little caveat. They've tie-barred the paid sick leave law to it. If lawmakers don't finalize the combined tipped wage paid sick leave deal until late Thursday evening tonight, and the governor doesn't sign it before midnight, late night bartenders and waitstaff will see a $6 hourly wage on the paycheck this week for these twilight shifts. The twilight shifts usually in bars, when things start to slow down roughly 10:30, 11 o'clock on a work night, like tonight is Thursday night, people have to work tomorrow. 10:30, 11, it starts to slow down. Owners of the bars, they cut back on their wait staff. Usually just the bartenders are there. So if the governor doesn't sign this before midnight, the bartenders working the twilight shift midnight to 2 a.m., they'll be making $6 an hour. Right now they're making $4. It'd go to $6. Well, this situation was addressed yesterday when they passed the tipped wage law, but they didn't pass the paid sick leave deal. Because they've tie-barred them together, now there seems to be some question whether or not the governor could sign just the tip wage law, which they passed, or will she have to pass the paid sick leave law with it? Story reads, in order for Senate Bill 8 to be fully implemented, while the legislators are still in session for this year, it will need 26 senators to support granting it immediate effect. Again, for those of you who've never heard this education, let me tell you how it works. 110 state reps in Lansing, 58 Republicans, 52 Democrats. It takes 56 votes to pass anything in the House, because that would be 56 to 54. In the Senate, we have 38 state senators. Democrats control the Senate by 2 seats, 20 Democrats to 18. So if one of the Democrat senators join the Republicans, the vote becomes 19-19. Then you call in the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, to break the tie. However, in the Senate, when they pass a bill, the next immediate thing that needs to happen is a vote on the tally board for immediate effect. That requires 26 votes, not 20, but 26. So the Democrats, Republicans, depending on what type of bill it is, have to cross over and vote with the other side to give it immediate effect. See, in the House, they don't do a tally board vote. It's a standing vote count. Bill is passed. Motion to take immediate effect. The assistant to the president of the House chamber bangs this little clicker thing, click, 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 and that means we're voting by you standing. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it, the bill has immediate effect. It doesn't happen that way in the Senate. Now, when voting just a week ago, February 13th, the bill, Senate Bill 8, passed in the Senate 20 to 12. 20 to 12. Add those numbers, 32, meaning six senators didn't vote on it. Well, with more than half of the Senate Democrats opposing the bill, several Republicans who were absent at the time created the 2012 vote. Additionally, Senate Bill 8 is now tie-barred to House Bill 4002, which reforms the new court-ordered Earned Sick Time Act, ESTA, E-S-T-A. That's what we're going to call that from now on, ESTA, Earned Sick Time Act. Well, that too will take effect tomorrow. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks explained yesterday evening that conversations are still ongoing, agreements are still being reached, and hopefully, very optimistically, she's saying these conversations being productive could lead to a bill passage. Well, in the possible scenario where the governor signs Senate Bill 8 before the end of Thursday, today at midnight, but doesn't sign House Bill 4002, well, waiters, bartenders are going to be paid a higher subminimum wage. Why? Well, because back in July of 2024, last year, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that the tip wages and paid sick leave would go into effect tomorrow, actually midnight tonight, on February 21st. The tip wage law would go from $4 an hour to $6 an hour and would begin to increase through 2030. Until the tipped employees are earning the full minimum wage. Basically, getting rid of tipped wages here in the state of Michigan. Well, the wait staff, the Restaurant Association, Hotel Association, they're all against this. However, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has made it publicly known she wants to sign a compromise between the House Republicans and the Senate Democrats on the subject, which essentially entails minimizing the full impact of the court-ordered reform. Well, I got a very simple question. The Michigan Supreme Court, in its ruling, in its majority ruling, basically said what the Republicans did when they adopted, then amended, the ballot drive initiative back in the day. What they did in the same session was unconstitutional. So not just stopping there where it's unconstitutional, they went even further and rewrote the law and said, our ruling, our opinion is this has to go in effect on February 21st. Now, if the governor, the Senate Democrats, and the Republican majority House do something contrary to their opinion, to the Supreme Court's ruling, will it go to court? Of course it will. One Fair Wage and these other crazy people, they're demanding $15 an hour living wage for everybody, including waiters, waitresses. They will take it to court. When they take it to court, it will be expedited through the court systems right back to the Michigan Supreme Court. The very court that legislated from the bench putting forward these reforms. I don't even know if it's worth their time to attempt to do it. They can try, but guess what? They'll go back to court. The whole thing starts all over again on an expedited basis. I don't think the Supreme Court is going to be in the mood for House Republican majority, only a two-seat Democrat majority, and this governor telling them, sorry, you guys got it wrong. We're not going to follow your ruling. Very interesting. Well, the bottom line is Michigan is home to multiple late night eateries and bars that will be welcoming their evening guests. And these establishments could be affected if a deal is not struck before the clock strikes midnight. Justin Winslow, the president of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, MRLA, said, my guess, it's going to have to be a retroactive payment to make them whole for that timetable. It's clear there's not the time in advance for any of these employers to adjust their point of sale system to accurately reflect what's going to come. And they're going to have to true up that system retroactively within the next couple of days, depending on what comes in the next 24 hours from Lansing. You know, I'm going to stop right there. The Democrat trifecta knew about this ruling in July of 2024. Basically, what, 7 months ago? You're going to kick the can down the road, ignore this problem, until the very last day at this stroke of midnight tonight to get something done, or our entire state goes into chaos. Unbelievable, unacceptable. When communicating with restaurant members on staff schedules for late Thursday night, Winslow said he apologized to them that this has gone right up this far to the wire. I still do legitimately believe with most of my heart that we are going to get there before midnight tonight. But it's just going to be uncomfortably close. They're still going to be operating on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in pretty much challenging environments. Winslow explained the challenges apply to whether the owners are going to begin making layoff decisions or try to keep up with the $6 an hour new wage. Or will they be starting to build transition plans for what comes next? Nobody knows. We'll have to wait and see. Winslow ended with this. I worked as a legislative staffer through 2007 shutdown when we had separated government, divided government. Yes. I believe that we are here at this point in time. It's unfortunate, but here we are. And it is utterly unpredictable. Up on the other side, bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big story.